Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those tuning in on Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Or those joining us online or, of course, on the radio side of our program, we're glad you all could join us as well. Actress and model Rebecca Mueller is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of being able to bring characters to life, but also what it's been like for her to be a part of an industry that she loves and to see the response from her fans. We'll tell you also about some of the projects that Rebecca has worked on. One of the things that caught my attention on Facebook is one of the campaign ads she was a part of, where it really was all about for her, as she posted on Facebook, about being able to stand out, to be yourself. We'll talk to her about how she's been able to do that in such a competitive industry, as well as let you all know how you can stay connected with her. Rebecca, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Cyrus. Yeah, good night. It's very late here in Germany. It's about midnight here, so I'm
oh, wow.
Tired. Try to stay up a little. Okay.
Well, look, I did not realize you were in Germany now, Rebecca. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us. It's actually just 6 p.m. here on the East Coast, here in the United States, so we really appreciate that. We definitely will not hold you long then, because we definitely appreciate the time. You know, Rebecca, you've been a part of some amazing work, you know, and as I said, one of the things I noticed on your Facebook page, one of the ads you were a part of, you know, was all about being, and one of the things you posted was about being able to be yourself, to stand out as yourself. What has it been like for you, Rebecca, to do work that you love?
You only see the top of the iceberg on what I am mm-hmm. doing, because there's so much going on that you don't see. For example, we are in pre-production for international TV series that is going to be done as a co-production between the United States and Germany, and that's why we're spinning around like crazy. There are no weekends for us. There's no July 4th weekend for us, because we are working around the clock to make this happen, because it's a great story. I mean, this TV series is going to be called Black Tiger, and it shows strong female characters. We have some martial arts elements, and we have a cool story that reminds a little bit of Blade Runner, Law and Order, and of course a martial arts element that we love.
Yeah. Do you find yourself, Rebecca, drawn to projects that do challenge you and that do push you?
Oh, yes. Since I was able to start living from acting, I always have been involved as a producer as well. I'm a strong person who of course loves to play characters that are strong as well. But I also like to develop projects, and this is what I do, and that's why I'm often very busy just finding the right project, working on it, and bringing the right people to the table. So apart from this TV series I'm working on and I will be a part of, I have a little chamber play what I'm producing with some companies from Germany right now, and we're going to film end of July, and it's very exciting. So yeah. If you are an actor that really wants to be part of the industry, I think you have to bring something unique to the table. And this is what I am doing. And as the acting market is very dense in Europe, it was never not a question for me just trying to work internationally, because it is more appealing for me.
Yeah, and I think to know that you've been able to garner fans from around the world, Rebecca, as you have, is definitely an amazing thing. Has that kind of sunk in for you, that you have people in the States and beyond that know who you are and that follow your work?
Because when I started acting, I always loved English-speaking productions from the United States or from UK. And so I have started to reach out to contacts to the United States very early, and I have another university degree. I am an international information manager, and my path led me to New York City, and this is where I started out. I was writing my my university thesis there for my for my courses and on Ellis Island, and from where I started taking my first acting classes in New York City, and so my whole career is a little bit different, but very exciting.
Yeah, for sure, and it's exciting to watch, for sure. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're so excited to have with us today Rebecca Mueller. She is not only known, of course, as I mentioned, in the States, but also where she is now, I mean, really showing her worldwide appeal. She's an actress and model who's doing what she loves. And I think, you know, the great thing, as you mentioned, joining us today, you know, from Germany, which we appreciate so much, Rebecca, is that it really shows, too, that, I mean, people are people no matter where they are. Has that been one of the great things you've been able to realize if you've been in this career, that no matter where you may travel to, people just want to be recognized for the work that they do?
Yes, this is true. Of course, we have cultural differences, and I have to be honest, all this different time zones, they are killing me, so it is very tough to work with 6 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours around the globe, and but there's no other way, so the world is so huge, so I have to cope with that. But it is very interesting, if you work internationally, how different people are, and how even if we all think we are equal, we are not. So there are so many cultural differences, and you really have to take care of that. And if you have an understanding of that, it makes work more fun, and of course it is wonderful to reach so many people.
Right.
And I really can recommend just travel and see the world. It's always enriching you doing that.
Mm-hmm. You know, a question I had when it comes to you, I did not realize at the time we would be speaking, Rebecca, that you would not be in the States. I thought that you were here now. I thought about fear, because, I mean, if it was anything new, you know, to me there's always going to be that feeling of, can I do this? How is this going to work? How have you not allowed fear to stop you along the way?
Fear is something that is of course part of the path that you have. So, but in my opinion, if you feel stuck, or if you are afraid of doing something, you have to think of why are you afraid of, and what is scaring you, and what is happening if you just do this, if you just reach out to this person, or you just ask the right questions at a casting. So for me, I try to face my fears. So I'm, of course, I'm scared, but I just think, okay, you can fail, or you can try it, and so I try. And lots of people, they don't get things done because they are too scared, and it's so bad. Because you just should go out and do what you feel, and you just should follow your path. It is, if it is your wish.
Right. For sure. And as I said, you know, you've definitely been recognized, and you use social media to kind of keep your audience around the world connected. What has that been like for you, Rebecca, to use that platform like Facebook and Twitter to be able to build these connections with people around the world?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it helps me a little bit, because in my former life, I am a trained public relations manager, so it helps a bit to just deal with all the social media stuff. I just focused on Facebook and Instagram. Of course, there's so many other things you can do, Snapchat and stuff. But I just thought, okay, I just focus on some platforms and I just do it right. And I try to communicate with my friends. I try to keep my private life as private as possible, because if you're an actor, nowadays, lots of people sell themselves out completely. So they don't have a place they just can hide from all this industry, all this glittering world. And it's so important that you have your private castle, because this is something that nobody can take away from you. So I just think about using social media. I just have my strategy. I know what I'm posting. I try to post at different times, and I try to follow different stories. And it is fun if fans are contacting me, and they ask questions, or they say, okay, I have the same experience, and how have you dealt with that? And I try to have so much communication with my fans as I can, because I love it to motivate people. And if I motivate people to follow their dreams, then I'm happy.
Yeah, and I know that they're happy to be able to follow that course along with you. Again, we appreciate your time today, Rebecca. We're going to be wrapping up. I want to ask you this question, though, because, I mean, you've been sharing some really inspiring things in this segment, I think, based on your own experience. Do you find that the lessons you've been able to learn really work for people no matter what their profession, to be able to believe in themselves, not to give up, and to be able to find work that they enjoy? Do you find that that's something that people around the world can use no matter what their profession might be?
I just can answer this question with, of course, yes. Just do what your heart says, because our whole life seems to be like a challenge, and if you don't go for the challenges, then you won't develop. And of course, sometimes it is very uncomfortable to leave the comfort zone. But every time you do it, you will be rewarded in the end, because you gain experience. Even if it is a bad experience, you gain experience in life, and this brings you further. So I can really recommend just follow your dreams and do what you love. If you are stuck in a job you don't like, then just think of getting out of this job and do something else. And I think it's not too late for changing the direction in life if you just do it, and if you do it by heart.
Right. I think that is so true. What a great thing for us all to keep in mind, and you're hearing it from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Rebecca Mueller has been our guest today. Great conversation with you, Rebecca, even though it is quite late there in Germany. She's been talking with us not only about the journey to doing what she loves, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Rebecca, how can our audience stay connected with you?
They can connect with me, of course, via Facebook. They can contact me under Becky, BEKKI 911 on Facebook. Or they can find me on Instagram. Or they can just write me a mail. I have a website. It is www.rebeccamueller.de. Mueller spelled with U-E and Rebecca with double K.
All right. Rebecca, again, congratulations to you on all of your success. And I know this is only the beginning for you for this year, and I know there's more to come. And I hope you'll come back, and we will try to choose a time that works really well for you, no matter where you may be, okay?
It's okay, Cyrus. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time. I appreciate you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, depending on how you're joining us, you can always catch the replay, of course, through our friends online. Of course, if you're joining us through Conversations Radio Network, make sure you all are tuning in to find out when the replay will be re-airing for you. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.